Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Happy New Year, our first day back on the air of 2018. And we're having fun here talking travel for 2018 here on Let's Talk Hookup with Mr. Harold Davis from Davis Boats. And what it's such a pleasure to have him talking travel, traveling with this guy, the Pied Piper, I call him, because everybody follows him because it's so much fun hanging out with him. And he's a wealth of knowledge on trailer boats. He built the probably the finest trailer boat ever made, Davis Boats, for how many years?
27.
27 years. How many boats?
400.
400 boats. Wow. Pretty
that's
amazing.
Cool. And that's enough.
Yeah. So and we have some great calls, too. Great participants. We've already talked about Katmai Lodge, Whaler's Cove. We talked to Castman about Christmas Island. We just talked to John Island about Rancho Leonero and upcoming. We have Seth Bone from Kingfisher Charters, Eddie Dalmau from Palmas de Cortez. So lots more to come.
Yeah, it's been a great show and lots of great information. And again, if you want to be a part of it, whatever your question is, you want to talk about travel, you think you want to go on a trip and you want some advice, I mean, Pete and Harold have been all over the place and great fishing and
you
great information. And as well, sure, I'd love to share any experiences. And if you got questions about travel, you got questions about fishing, you got questions about boats, this is the day to do it. And if you want to join us, you can. There's two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090, or call us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. That is your opportunity to get through, and we're giving away such a killer prize. Half-day fishing for two aboard the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. And as we said at the beginning of the show, just some incredible half-day fishing going on in San Diego right now. Great. Not okay, not a little bit. There is some great yellowtail fishing going on in January. Yeah. Unbelievable. And somebody's going to get on that, winning that half-day trip aboard the Daily Double. And with that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer you the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returned to the San Diego Landings. We got the private boater buddy of the man, our fishdope.com reporter, Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Ricky, Pete, Harold. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, Mark.
Yo, so here we go. 2018's picking up right where 2017 left off, man. We didn't even have a break. This is fantastic. Calm seas, biting fish, and even some exotics new to the lineup to talk about here in a second.
Wow.
So starting along the coast, we started the new year off right this year the way I always like to, on the water, fishing my friends Mike and Pete, and we stayed local. Had that nice weather and decent bass fishing on some beautiful fresh dead squid that Mike had. We were looking for sea bass, didn't find them, although there's definitely some around. But it was a great day and a beautiful way to start the year and a beautiful grade of calico bass here for local fishing. Man, it was just fun stuff. We were fishing the lower edge of Palos Verdes, a little bit of conditions there. There's been some sea bass there, but like I said, we didn't find them. Up on the other side of the peninsula there above Rocky, there's been some really good signal on the mixed grade yellows, on the live squid mostly, on the edge of the kelp lines there, mostly like 6 to 10 pounders, but a few bigger ones mixed in. They're tearing up some tackle. And along with that yellow, there's been a good bite on sargos. You normally don't hear much about sargos, but they're a very close cousin to white sea bass. I love catching sargos when we're over at Catalina looking for sea bass, because usually when you find one, you'll find the other. But they're fun to catch. They pull hard and are very, very tasty. So also up in the bay there, there's been some good halibut fishing on the edge of the canyon there. I might be up there tomorrow taking a look at that, or maybe go to Catalina. Not sure yet. At Catalina, guys, let me tell you, man, that island is looking better at this time of year than it has in a really long time. I think we're set for some seriously good fishing this springtime. But there's plenty of squid around the back, and guess what, guys? More cyano sea bass again. They had a good bite here a week and a half or so ago. They come back off a little bit like they do, and looks like it's cycling back up again. Backside east is getting the most attention. You got a good shot there. Backside middle and backside west. There's fish scattered all over the place at the island right now. And then offshore, guess what, guys? Bluefin's still biting early January. Hard to believe. Stuff's still sitting out there on the 60. You know, it's thinning out. It's not wide open, but still decent fishing. And, you know, you got a good shot of catching a kelp patty yellowtail on the way home or some of that fish there right out in front of Point Loma. I mean, it's just a huge amount of fish around for this time of year. What a fantastic start to the season. Hope you guys are all signed up for fish dope because you're going to need it to stay on the fish. And Happy New Year, everybody.
Great report.
Yeah, how about that for a start of for the start of the first report of the year? Sea bass and tuna and yellows and bass, and we'll take that. We'll take that as a start for 2018.
And like what Mark says, fishdope.com, you got to have it. It's a must-have piece of gear in your tackle box, whether you're a private boat fisherman or you're going on the sport board. You want to know what's going on. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. Right, Mark?
Oh, there is no doubt about it. Dan does a fantastic job, and Jeff, too. Both those guys do a fantastic job of keeping up Fish Dope. There is so much going on. I don't think I have ever started a season of fish reports like a report like I just did with the amount of stuff that's going on and the good water condition. I mean, the water out there in the bank is still 62, 63 degrees at this time of year. It's crazy.
Pretty awesome. Well, how do we find you, Pacific Edge?
No, we're in a corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And if you want to see a few pictures of some of that nice bass, you can look at my personal Facebook page there and check it out there. But Happy New Year, everybody. Go catch a fish. A lot going on.
Thanks Mark.
Great job. Appreciate that. And we'll talk to you next week. Let's head on down to San Diego now, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this year?
Happy New Year.
Hey, hi, Marcos.
Yeah, you too. Well, I got off to a good start on the half days there, still catching yellowtail. Sea watch early in the week, and now the new C4 sack online. On Tuesday, they had 91 yellowtail in the morning. Wednesday, 43. Dropped a bit on Thursday, 15. Yesterday, 18 in the afternoon. So lots of yellowtail around on those half day trips. And, you know, honestly, that's the only thing we've gotten out so far this year. It's been a little slow otherwise, but very good fishing there. We have a bunch of day and a half trips still scheduled, and like you just heard there, they're still catching bluefin. So definitely check out your options, c4thlanding.com. Those half days, those day and a half, we've got our first Baja Coast trips coming up here pretty quick, so take a look at that if you want to go down the coast and do some calling that fishing there. So c4thlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit some person. Spend those gift trips if you got. You know, get your new gear tuned up, get ready for the season, or I guess the season hasn't ended, so keep fishing this season and get ready for next year.
Good call, Marcos. Well, a great report. Glad to hear that there's still great things going on at Seaforth, and we'll look forward to continued great fishing as we roll through 2018.
We'll talk to you next week, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate
that. Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial with a Northern Baja report. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Hi, Rick.
Happy New Year to you. And, boy, we had dinner last night and shared some stories about happenings down in Northern Baja. It's going off, huh?
Yeah, for sure. And definitely looking forward to our year of travel this year. You and I will be in Northern Baja just a couple months from now, hitting the Gonzaga, then Rancho, then Palmas, and Alaska. So looking forward to all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I should tell you about Rick and my trip to Alaska that we're going to do. So I'm going to Whalers Cove in August with Harold. So rather than fly home and then fly back up 5 days later to go to Katmai Lodge, I'm just going to go fly north to Anchorage, and Rick's going to meet me in Anchorage. And then we're going to do some type of an adventure, probably on a car or something like that, somewhere around Anchorage. There's plenty to do in Anchorage, which I would highly encourage anybody going to Katmai with us to do the train, which is an incredible thing. We did that a couple of years ago. But there's lots of different adventures around there. You can go out to Soldotna, Kenai River, all that stuff, and then go back to Anchorage, and then we're going to go to Katmai, right?
Yeah, all that. And last night, Lolly told me to help keep you out of trouble, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to fulfill that.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah, I don't know. That's a real challenge. So.
Yeah, but, sounds like some good fun.
Yeah,
we're going to have a good time. That's going to be a great trip. And, so Rick Jensen's joining us on that Katmai trip, so if you want to join us up there for Katmai Lodge. Rick will be around. hang out and talk fishing and finance and good stories. And when we ate some of that Katmai Lodge sockeye last night, how was it?
You did a heck of a job with that, Pete. I was impressed by how quick you were able to cook it, how you transferred the cedar flavor into the fish, and how perfectly it was done. It was a really good dinner. Thanks
yeah,
for having
it was.
Me.
Well, it wasn't. I just cooked I it. Like Lolly prepared
I know exactly
thing.
How that went down.
Yeah.
Well, I was amazed that he didn't ruin it on the barbecue. Yeah. Right
There's the amazement.
That's it. Yeah, for sure. Otherwise, I'd be in big trouble. So, what's
anyways,
going on?
Yeah, down in Meg Bay, things have slowed down on the marlin. Looks like they've all but moved out. There's skipjack and bonita and smaller tuna around, and there's rumors of bigger tuna down south around some of the points there. Over on the other side at Mulahay, lots of big 20 to 30 pound yellowtail around. They're getting them on the bigger mackerel. We got the report down there from Mark and Nathan at Playa Buena Ventura, and they're catching all kinds of pan size, huachinango, and a few smaller cabrilla inside as well. Over at Bahia Asuncion, Sherry at La Bufadora had some guests in town for the holidays, and they're enjoying summer-like weather, strong yellowtail bite on most of the trolled lures there, and then some shore fishing for the smaller stuff, good variety of smaller stuff, some halibut, some croaker, some corvina, that kind of thing. And then out of Cedros, Jeff from Cedros Island Kayak says the same thing. The yellowtail fishing across the way up there at the island is crazy as well in the deep water spots. There's, for the few guys that are down there, there's really not a lot of guys down there. They're also getting a few calicos, and there's a couple of halibut being reported showing up in the shallows. Over at San Quintin, nice yellowtail are showing up on the high spots. Great time of year to make your way down there, like Colinette. You know, if you're looking to do something different than getting on a boat and spend a couple days and hang out there and get out to some yellowtail fishing, mix in the rock fishing, that's going to start turning on and has started to turn on pretty good there. Up in Ensenada, lots of bonita, occasional yellowtail on the trolled Rapala type baits. And then over at Gonzaga Bay, where we'll be hitting in a little while, Pete, a couple of buddies and Juan from San Quintin Bay Sport Fishing were over there, and they said that early in the week they had real steady fishing for lots of cabrilla, then got a little scratchy later, and the better action was on the lower tide. So lots of good weather up and down the coast, lots of good fishing opportunities. The yellowtail are all over the place like they are here, and looks like the marlin are probably slowing down a little bit further south, but all kinds of opportunities. I'm looking forward to getting back down there with you and seeing how it goes early spring in Gonzaga, Pete.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing place to go fishing. And, Rick, I might add, too, that you came down yesterday to meet with me and go over my 2017 finances, which was something I just haven't had done before. It was just a really cool deal that he sat for 20 minutes and met with me about our progress and did incredibly well for the 6 months that you've been working with me. And I got my hats off to you for your personal attention. I know you do that with all your clients at Sport Fishing Financial.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was just texting over to one of our other clients that's a listener, and I think we'll go do some halibut fishing tomorrow and go over his report. So, yeah,
that's
we
cool.
Take the time to hang out and make sure you understand what happened with the account and what the expectations are going forward. Always trying to limit risk and avoid taxes, so. We could help out anybody who's interested and do some fishing, get out on some of these trips with us through the show.
Indeed. Well, if somebody wants to do that, go fishing and talk finance, Rick Jensen's the man. A lot of our listeners have already done it, and I'm telling you, you should too. How do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, thanks, Pete. We're on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com, or give us a call at 949-481-1807.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Have a good day, guys.
See you, Rick. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Again, if you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, get in on the fun, get in on your phone calls. Two ways you can do that, 858-457-1090. That's our local number, or toll-free, 877-792-1090.
All right, let's jump in the phones. We have some patient callers.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Chuck? He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. What a highlight reel. So you just pick what you want, diving down there at Rancho or up there with the bears.
Yeah.
That's you got it, buddy.
So many places, so little time.
No doubt.
I know. Hey, you guys are talking about halibut. I'm on the drift tomorrow with all these old-timers, and I'm not that well in halibut yet. What's your key way that I should tie tomorrow. Me and Chuck and Chuck are going to go give these guys a run for their money.
You're talking about the Dana Wharf Sport Fishing Halibut Drift Tournament?
You betcha. I think it's going to be pika tomorrow.
All right, pika.
Yeah, I mean, I think that when on those drift tournaments, I don't think you could beat fishing a live bait, and I'd probably be fishing a piece of 20 or 25-pound fluorocarbon. There's really good bait right now. Everingham Brothers got really, really nice bait up at Dana Wharf, in Dana Point, rather. And probably, and again, it just depends a little bit on the depth, 4 to 6 ounce sinker. If you're halibut fishing on a sport boat, one of the things, especially on those drift trips, fishing maybe a slightly heavier sinker than the other guys can be a difference. I remember when Ron Baker was running all those halibut trips, that was one thing he always said, that a guy that's fishing a little heavier sinker that has a little bit less scope in his line is going to drag in front of those fish before a guy who's scoped way out behind him. You know, that when guys were fishing very little sinker and were scoped way behind the boat, but guys, you know, one guy's fishing 2 or 3 ouncer and his bait was way behind him, they didn't tend to get bit as well as the guys that were fishing 6 and 8 ounces that were straight up and down. So that might be one thing to give you an advantage over some of the other guys. But always fishing a good live bait and a very lively bait is a big thing. It's no different than tuna fishing. You know, if you were fishing for bluefin and your bait wasn't shaking and wiggling around at the end of your line, you'd get rid of it. But, you know, we tend to, when you're dropping it on a sinker, just leave it down there until it gets a bite or doesn't get a bite. And changing your bait is just as important on the bottom for a game fish as it is on the surface. Those would be a couple of things that I would do.
Harold?
Yeah, that's all very good information. If I'm running my own boat, I'll try different depths. Everybody kind of hits that 50 to 30-foot water and tries to drift in there to get the small ones, but they come from the outside, and they're pretty much a school fish. If you can catch one, you can catch more. They're in there. So if I'm running my own boat, I'll go out a little bit deeper.
There you go.
All right, good advice. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about we talk to Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hi, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and Happy New Year to you all.
Yeah, same to you, buddy. Don.
Thank you. Hey, Pete, I know you've talked about travel insurance before, and I think, you know, it's something that a lot of us don't really think about, especially when we're doing a trip well over $1,000. So I was going to ask you to touch base on that, but also the benefit not only from replacement of the cost of part or all of your trip, but also the medical side of it, because I think that's something that none of us really think about.
Yeah, for sure. You know, emergency evac insurance, I know I have that, and good thing to have. It's not that expensive. I know, Harold, you do some travel insurance too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I got to re-up again.
Yeah, and there's several places, you know, that have it. The emergency evac insurance, because I've had some medical issues with my heart and stuff like that, I think is important in that, you know, if you have a problem somewhere in a remote spot and you need to get home quickly, it can be very, very expensive. But if you have the travel insurance, it's all part of the deal. So, and I think it's like $250 a year for
pretty
a
cheap
policy, something like that.
Pretty cheap.
You can insure each individual trip that you have also, or you can just get a blanket insurance policy that covers all kinds of different travel destinations. A little more expensive there, but people we work with, Snap Insurance. I know Sherm and his group do some travel insurance, and then Safari Global Travel, Bob Dawson did some stuff before for us, but several different options. But if travel insurance is a kind of a personal thing, like you have the option when you buy a flight to buy travel insurance, it just depends, you know, if you think you might have good medical reason. What's your thought on that, Don?
Well, I'm thinking that, you know, like, and I know you were talking about Rick, you were talking to Rick Jensen earlier. I've done 2 RP trips with him. You know, and when you're talking about a long-range trip that's anywhere, you know, higher than $2,000, you know, if you've got a $250 insurance policy that, you know, God forbid, you know, something happens medically or you just have to bail on the trip last minute because of work or family health or whatever, you know, that's 10% or less. That's pretty cheap.
Yeah. Don took the words out of my mouth, and I, you know, being at the tackle store, I've seen the just the so bummed out guy who whatever scenario came up, and then the other person who is just so stoked that they got the travel insurance. I highly recommend it, especially for a long range trip, because it just it puts everybody in a tough spot. You know, if you don't have that insurance, I mean, I see people get so frustrated with whatever boat they happen to be booking on because the boat, you know, they can't, you know, they can't lose out on a multi-thousand dollar, you know, person. That's how those guys survive is selling those spots. And if somebody drops out last second, I mean, they have to charge a deposit fee. It's a crummy deal for them. I mean, they don't want to do that to a customer that wasn't able to go. And the customer certainly doesn't want to lose out their money. And it just, it helps you all the way around. And I know when Bob Doss was talking, I mean, they even have things where, you know, your companion, like if Pete and I are going on a long range trip together and, you know, and something happens to me where I can't go, but Pete's got his travel insurance, he gets covered on that just because I had a problem.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's so worth it.
Yeah, for sure. And all the long range boats offer it.
Totally.
And you can book it right through. It's a good idea just because you have to book these trips so far in advance. A lot of stuff can happen.
You never know. Family, yourself, you never know.
You can lose fish.
Yeah, you could.
I did.
You show up on a long-range trip and forget your reel bag.
If you forget your reel bag or you lose gear, is it covered? Do you know? Depends on the insurance.
That's called Davis Insurance.
That's something different. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go down to Palmas de Cortez and talk to our good buddy Eddie Dalmau from the Van Warmer Resorts. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, Eddie.
Hey, guys. How's going on?
Great to hear from you, bro.
Is it true you're in Dallas, Texas right now?
Show season?
I am on my first leg of long journeys on the road doing trade shows, promoting Hotel Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. My first stop this year was Dallas, Texas, and we're here at the Dallas Safari Club show. And we're having a great show, a big turnout, a lot of interest. We've already booked 25 people so far, and today's a big day, Saturday, so we're hoping to book some more people. A lot of interest in Baja this year. I think, you know, a lot of people have been telling me that because of the hurricanes and stuff that they've had in the Caribbean and such, a lot of people are kind of focusing their attention more on Baja. So, you know, coming off of what was our best year last year since 2008, fishing-wise and occupancy-wise, I think we're going to build on that this year, and we're going to have another great year. Hopefully, the fishing will be just as good. I think it will be, and so hopefully we're going to have a great 2018. I'm optimistic.
Yeah, I tell you what, last year, our tournament last October was just fantastic. And throughout that whole summer season and spring season and fall season, the East Cape is back. I said it numerous times here. The East Cape is back with a vengeance. The fishing was fantastic. The facilities at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are better than ever. It's just such a wonderful destination.
You know, I've never seen the wahoo fishing as good as it's been the last 3 years. Guys that haven't caught wahoo in their whole life, 20, 25 years, they haven't caught a wahoo, are catching 3-4 a trip now. And they're just like, wow, I just cannot believe this. You know, how great the wahoo fishing has been. The tuna fishing has been solid as well. Blue marlin has skyrocketed. Some months we're getting more blues than we're getting stripes. And, you know, stripes have always been the bread and butter down there. And now blues are kind of been the big deal. And so it's just really, really has taken off tremendously. The fishing has been great. And like you said, Pete, the hotels have never looked better. The Van Warmers are spending a lot of money making the place look great. They're just adding stuff. This year they've really done a fantastic job at Playa del Sol. Playa del Sol looks phenomenal. The rooms have all been remodeled, the bathrooms, the grounds. The rooms now are on par with Palmas de Cortez, so there's no more like, well, if you don't really mind staying at a nice resort, go over to Playa. No, Playa now is a nice little boutique hotel. It's only got 26 rooms, so if you want something a little bit quieter, Playa del Sol is a great, great option. And honestly, the rooms are on par with the rooms at Palmas de Cortez for sure. And so we're excited. We're excited about all the changes. I think people are going to be really happy with the changes that we've made. Opened up a new cafe at Playa del Sol as well, with some new food available there, food options. The boats are being refurbished as well. They're always doing some work on those, getting new gear on the boats. And, you know, having one of the largest boat fleets in all of Mexico doesn't hurt. And we're excited about 2018.
Yeah, I saw the pictures of Playa del Sol and what you did, some of the video. If you go on VanWarmerResorts.com and you can see that video. Unbelievable. Yeah. I love Playa del Sol. 26 rooms, super boutique style. And now, like, super luxurious, beautiful pool, great palapa bar right on the beach. It's just a fantastic property and reasonably priced, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like, now with the remodeling and stuff, the prices have gone up a little bit, but, you're going to be just floored by what they've done. When you walk in the room, you're just like, wow, this is no longer like a little fish camp anymore. And, you know, like I said before, it used to be like, well, you know, we want to spend a little bit less money. We really don't care where we sleep as long as it has a bed. It doesn't have to be fancy. Oh, okay, yeah, Playa del Sol's perfect for you, but not anymore. Now it's more like, yeah, you're going to love – it's a great price. You're going to love the room. Your wife is going to love it. You know, it used to be like, oh, you're going to bring your wife. If they said yes, it's like, oh, you better go to Palmas. Don't go to Playa because she might not like the rooms. But now what they've done, I mean, they stripped them down and they've redone them from top to bottom. The bathrooms, like I said, have been all redone. You can definitely bring your wife down there and feel comfortable that she's going to have a great time and enjoy herself. And then, you know, over at Palmas, we've got this great new activity center where we're renting jet skis, kayaks, stand-up paddle boards. You can rent snorkeling gear right on the beach. We've got this new masseuse who's right at the bar. She can give you a massage while you're having a cocktail at the bar. Or if you want to move it onto the sand, you can get a massage while you're on the sand. So a lot of new things that are available for the family. You know, so if you want to bring the wife down and she doesn't necessarily like to fish, or maybe only wants to fish one day with you, you can feel comfortable that you can leave her at the resort. She's going to have plenty of things to do while you're out fishing, and you'll know she'll be happy and she'll want to come back. So it makes a big difference to a lot of anglers.
No doubt about it. You know, the other cool thing about both Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol, he's even closer, is the town of Los Barriles has become kind of a cool little vibe town there. There's a lot of great restaurants in town and shops, and I mean, it's not still a very small town, but
absolutely,
it's a fun place that you can just literally walk across the street from either resort and go hang out, right?
Yeah,
Harold?
We see a lot.
Oh, I love that smoked fish place.
Oh, yeah, smoked fish. Yeah.
Smokehouse, yeah, yeah. I've run into Pete there many times.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Watching the Dodger game, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, well, what do you think, Eddie? A Dodgers going back to the end of the finals there next year?
I hope so. I hope they can make the World Series again. Yeah. We were close this year, and I think, you know, a couple of adjustments, we could be good.
If you didn't know by now, Eddie is a huge Dodger fan.
That's right.
Yeah. What about the
Yeah, they were in the playoffs while you were down there, so we were able to watch some playoff games
together. That was fun, indeed, for sure. You ever want to score some big points with Eddie, bring him some Dodger memorabilia, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, not above a bride.
Well, such a great – and Anibal, such a great guy running the boats there at Palmas. I mean, all this – everybody there, the Van Wormers, Chucky, Bobby, Eddie, Cha-Cha, it's such a welcoming environment, such a wonderful place to visit. We love our tournament. It's growing, our October tournament. It's, again, on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page. Filling very quickly, we have, again, thanks to Rick at Sport Fishing Financial, $500 cash, and then $500 cash from Statewide Stripes again for this October. And
October 11th to the 15th, guys, so make sure you sign up quick because that does fill up quickly. Last year, you know, we'd be getting 40, 50, 60 people coming down, so definitely want to do it quick.
Time to get in there and get going at any time this coming year. What's a best? And, of course, like things are happening there, but anytime you want to go to Palmas, kind of a good time to go fishing is like April to November, right, Eddie?
Yeah, you know, we start going in April. We'll do a lot of spring fishing. It's a little bit different in the springtime than it is in the summertime, but, you know, you got a great yellowtail bite in April, and that's usually the only month that you really see a good number of yellowtail down there. And then you're going to see the striped marlin and the Dorado and things like that. And then once we get into the summertime, the fishing just blows up. And then we go all the way until about mid-November. Then, you know, in the wintertime, the winds will start to blow, and that's when our kite surfing and windsurfing season starts. So it's a little bit tough to send people down because you just never know when the winds are going to blow. But anytime, basically, from April to November, mid-November, you're good to go.
Yeah. Great airfares, both out of Tijuana, LAX, Orange County, San Diego. I mean, just an amazing, easy, easy, easy destination to get to. They'll pick you up at the airport. They'll drop you off at the airport. You can even rent a car right there at Palmas. It's paradise.
Take care of everything.
It's absolute paradise. Eddie, have a great time in Dallas there. If somebody wants to book a trip, get on our October tournament, which is filling quickly, how do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me on. I appreciate it. Harold, thank you, and Rick, Pete. And if you guys want to get a hold of us to make reservations, give us a call at 877-777-TUNA.
Yeah, and VanWormerResorts.com.
VanWormerResorts.com.
And, of course, we'll see you and be tossing rubber bands over toward the Palmas de Cortez Playa del Sol booth over there at the Fred Hall Long Beach show very, very quickly, right?
We'll see you in March, buddy.
Yeah, it's kind of a great little corner there. We have Let's Talk Hookup, Rancho Leonero, Palmas de Cortez, and Kingfisher Charters, all right there in the zone.
Nobody gets through that zone without booking a trip somewhere.
That's right.
Thanks, Eddie. Appreciate
that. All right, guys.
Hey, when we come back, we got some great information from one of the greatest places a guy could ever go. One of my favorite trips. I haven't missed a trip to Kingfisher Charters with Dad since I was in high school, and I can't wait to talk to the man. Seth Bowen is on the line. When we come back, we're going to be talking Kingfisher Charters, taking your phone calls, lots more great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
For over 5 decades, Lee Palms Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Hey, it's that time for the Los Angeles Boat Show, and it's an easy and convenient Fairplex in Pomona, right? So easy to find anywhere in Southern California, whether you're in San Diego, L.A., Orange County, or beyond. Fairplex is so easy to get to. It's January 18th to the 24th, just about a week and a half away.
It's a really cool event. You can see all the new models, the latest marine gear, all the cool tech gadgets and accessories, everything that you need for a boater. You'll find a wide range of new products and services that make owning and operating a boat more enjoyable.
Los Angeles Boat Show at the Fairplex in Pomona opens Thursday at noon, Friday, Saturday to 10 to 8, and Sunday 10 to 6. Admission is just $15. 12 and under are free, and, of course, active military get in very inexpensive.
Yeah, it's a great time. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit LosAngelesBoatShow.com.
Check it out.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, 2 live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, as promised, we're going to go all the way up to one of my favorite places in the whole world, and that's Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Seth Bowen is on the line right now. Good morning, Seth.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Seth. Great to hear from you. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, you guys too. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, indeed. We have Harold Davis here too. He's hanging out.
Oh, right on. Hello, Harold.
Good morning, sir. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
How was the ringing in the new year at Kingfisher up in Sitka, Alaska?
Good. Yeah, we had some nice chilly weather, not too cold, you know, not like the East Coast, but getting down into the 20s and high teens and sunny and gorgeous, you know, a little sea ice in the bay. So, yeah, it was real pretty.
Wow. Awesome. So, Kingfisher, of course, you're not open for fishing right now, but you will be open coming up very soon in May. And why don't you tell us about the Kingfisher experience? You know, we've been up there, I think we're going on, what is it? Is this our 23rd trip or 22nd trip, something like that, Seth?
Yeah, it's been quite a few. Yeah, I think so. It was like started in the mid 90s. So
yeah.
I don't know where the years go, but they go by fast.
Isn't it? And when did you start Kingfisher Charters?
Early 90s, I guess 91.
Wow.
Which is the year we started Let's Talk Hookup. And then we got hooked up together not too far after that. And I got to tell you, and Ricky saying, and I say it time and time again, it is the ultimate Sitka, Alaska experience.
No doubt.
Salmon, halibut, rockfish, great accommodations, great food, and the service beyond what you could imagine.
Yeah, the most friendly staff that you have every year that just, I mean, from the second that you step off the plane, there's a smiling face with a sign that says Kingfisher Charters that help you with your bags and help you to the lodge and the boats and the crews, and you've just assembled the best team that you could ever want to get to vacation and spend your time with in Sitka.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
No, thanks so much. Yeah, we're really, really fortunate to have a lot of good people on the team. So, yeah, thanks for that, guys.
So when somebody comes to Kingfisher Charters, what can they expect? Kind of give us a lowdown of, you know, seasons and, you know, if they come with us in June or they go in May or they go in July or August, what's kind of the lowdown and what's your specialty and what makes Kingfisher better than the rest? We know it's better than the rest. What makes it better than the rest?
Well, you know, really any time that you come up, you're going to do well. And that's, you know, I guess kind of a nice feature of being on the outer coast there on the Gulf of Alaska is there's no off times. There's no, you know, you miss the run by a week. It's, you know, it's good. It's solid fishing from really even in April, but we don't open until mid-May to make sure we're really into the good fishing. And then we go until mid-September. Anywhere in there, you're going to do very well, you know, on both salmon and halibut. And, of course, the lings and rockfish and, you know, a few sable fish and miscellany. But the main difference, I guess, would be that the early season, May and June, is definitely best for kings. And the, you know, middle to later season is better for silvers with some overlap in the middle. And of course, when you guys come is, you know, absolutely, you know, I think about my favorite time to come up because the kings are just, you know, biting like crazy and the weather's usually pretty good unless Pete's on the trip.
which I am this year. I'll just warn you.
Yeah, bring an extra jacket.
Just warn you. I'm gonna break the mold in 2018.
I like it. I like
it. How's that sound?
I like it, buddy.
Flat, calm, and sunny every day.
Board shorts and flip flops.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, and then so we just try to provide a really turnkey, you know, everything handled for you kind of trip. And you guys are better at selling it than I am. I have a hard time, you know, bragging up our operation. But we've been doing it a long time, have some really good people, and we just go all out for every guest every time. And people, you know, tend to have a great time and, you know, bring home a bunch of fish and tell their friends and keep coming back. And it's been working out for quite a while now.
One of the many things that blows me away is how fantastic you guys do at your fish, the care of fish, both the second that it's caught on the boat, you know, going into holds, and you provide so much ice and, you know, and fish are kept in that cold water and cleaned on the boat. And then when it gets to the lodge, it receives the best fish processing treatment of anywhere, at least for myself, definitely the best treatment of anywhere I've ever traveled to get to see fish processing. Nobody does it as good as Kingfisher Charters.
No question.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You guys
just
have such a great operation. And what amazes me about Kingfisher is how do you – Alaska is an expensive destination, but yet year in and year out, Kingfisher, you really work to keep that price at a pretty reasonable rate. How do you do that, Seth?
I don't know. It's definitely gone up over the past, you know, 20-something years. But, you know, we just – you know, try to keep it at a rate that people can afford. You know, it's not super cheap, but yeah, for an Alaska, an all-inclusive Alaska trip, it's pretty darn reasonable. And you know, just try to keep it first class, top quality all the way around. And that seems to be, you know, what people want and expect, and it kind of keeps, you know, keeps our guests coming back.
Yeah, and those the rooms that you have at the lodge there, we always like to stay. Now, you have the option to stay in town, or you can stay at the lodge. I love staying at the lodge because the rooms you have at the lodge are just so deluxe. You have a common area usually for three or four rooms. It's two people per room with their own bathroom, and then a kind of a common area, and then a beautiful dining room. The beautiful Kingfisher ladies bring fantastic hors d'oeuvres up to your room, and right when you get home from fishing. But the biggest thing about Kingfisher are your fishing days, man. They're
real deal.
They're real deal fishing days. You are no slouching. You're going fishing. You go to Kingfisher Charters.
Yep.
You're going fishing you're going to be on the water 10 hours.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's and that's what's cool, right? Your guides, whether
hardcore,
it starts
man.
With your brother Heath, who I like to fish with down there, or
fish with Simon every
Simon
year.
And all your guys, Big Halibut Don, I mean, all the guys. No matter who you're fishing with, you have top quality guides that work really, really hard at catching the people fish.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the name of the game. And they're, they're competitive, you know, they want to catch, they want to be, nobody wants to be the low boat, everybody wants to be the high boat, and it really, you know, but they got their teamwork too, you know, a lot of communication and letting each other know, you know, where the bite's on, and so it, you know, it works out so that, you know, everybody ends up doing well. But yeah, you're right, they really care about, you know, the clients catching fish.
You also have a very, very nice fleet of boats, you know, I mean, a lot of very comfortable boats, and you know, Robert and David and yourself do such a good job of organizing and orchestrating people and making groups fit together. And, you know, and the fleet is large and the boats are very nice, and that really helps to, you know, fit everybody's shoe together. I really want to fish with Pete and these guys on this date, and having a fleet as big as you do really makes that happen.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, yeah, definitely. We definitely appreciate you guys coming up. It's always a good, fun group, and seems like it's always a really good time.
Yeah, for sure. Now, do we have any spots on our group for June this year?
No, I don't think so. I'm not in front of the calendar right now. Maybe a single, if anything, but it's, you know, it's definitely, that's a really popular trip. For sure, and it usually books out early.
Yeah.
But, you know, if somebody wants to come up, we can probably get them a trip, you know, in that general time frame, you know,
right.
So they can experience the same caliber of fishing in the whole experience, but it might just be, you know, a week earlier, a week later, something like that.
Sure. Now, I might add, too, that August is a great time, end of August, because I can remember when we used to go in August, we used to catch big kings, like way bigger kings than normal. That's kind of that second run where you get those big kings, right?
Yeah, you know, that happens sometimes, not every season, but I remember back in the day, gosh, it must have been late 90s, you guys coming up at the end of August and just, you know, slaying the, you know, of course, the silvers and the halibut, but also like 30-pound class kings.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that can happen, but I wouldn't come up that late expecting the big kings. You know, I'd say, you know, if you come up that late, you're definitely going to have a good trip. You're going to catch silvers, halibut, lings, the whole deal, maybe a king or two mixed in, but you know, if you do happen to get into the big kings in good numbers, that's a bonus.
Harold, your thoughts about Kingfisher? You've been there several times. What do you think?
Well, I think it's an outstanding. I loved when we had to stop and let Heath's dog out to go to the island. And that was that dog bails right over the back of the boat, goes to the island, does his business, swims back in, and he's part of the crew.
Yeah.
that was always good.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's just a great experience. And it's a great, the visuals, just everything about that. And like when Seth says it's an all-inclusive trip, when you pay that price, he's not kidding.
Yeah.
They pick you up.
Yep.
They give you your license.
Yep.
They feed you.
Yep.
They package your fish. They take it to the airport. You get on the plane. Now, the extra weight and stuff is up to you and Alaska Airlines, or Delta Airlines. Now, you got the option Delta and Alaska, right?
Yeah, that's actually been nice. It's kind of helped keep fares down.
Yep.
Having that competition and also more choice, you know, different schedules to get, you know, people's preferences. But yeah, it's been nice having two carriers in there. We hope it keeps going.
No doubt about it. Well, if somebody wants to come up, join you in Kingfisher Charters, it's a good time. We can tell you that. And of course, we talked about it. You'll be right next to us, the Let's Talk Hookup booth at Fred Hall. You guys always come every year, right?
You betcha. Wouldn't miss it.
Yeah, going to be fun. And of course, Seth will be on the show with us at our live broadcast that Saturday from the Hyatt Regency, broadcasting live from the Hyatt Regency there Saturday at Fred Hall, Long Beach. So, Seth, if somebody wants to book a trip, talk to you guys, all your guys, David, Robert, yourself in the office there, how do we get a hold of you?
It's 800-727-6136. Or go to our website, kingfishercharters.com, or go right through the Let's Talk Hookup website. We have a link there on the homepage. So anyway, reach us and give us a call. We'd love to talk to you about a trip or any questions you might have. Hope to see you up this summer.
Indeed, yeah. Right on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, you can click on that Kingfisher banner, and that'll take you right there and answer all your questions. Thanks, Seth. Happy New Year to you, and we'll see you in March at Fred Hall.
You bet. Wouldn't miss it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks, Seth. Appreciate that. Let's try and sneak in one quick call, Rick.
You got not a lot of time for Rob. Called us from La Jolla this morning. Hey, Rob, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, I have really two or three questions. One is, are they still getting any of those big cows or the bluefin? And then also, up there at Kingfishing, what are your average size as far as the halibut goes and the lingcod that you get up there?
Oh,
well, I would say as far as cows go, I wouldn't say that there's been any 200-pound bluefin, but the last week the Shogun had fish that were up to and including 140 pounds. I think they had one fish they taped at 160, so there definitely is some of that real big fish. The majority of it has been that more catchable 30 to 60-pound size fish. That's been about the average.
Yeah, and Harold, what about it? Catching big fish up in Kingfisher? What do you think?
Average halibut.
Well, they have a slot limit up there on a lot of those, and you got to keep them under a certain size and over a certain size.
And we won't know what that slot is until usually the spring.
Until the spring when they announce it. But most generally, you're keeping fish right at the 40-pound mark down and then somewhere bigger than the airplane can carry north.
If I had to call an average, I'd say the average probably 35 to 70 pounds.
Yeah.
That's probably the average fish that you catch. It's very common for you to catch them larger than that. It's common for you to catch them smaller than that. But if you had to call an average, it's like 30 to 70.
Or you could have what Gary White did a couple of years ago and have one that's 400 pounds.
430.
430 pounds. What a beast that was.
And then the lingcod, they still have a limit on those
yes,
as far as size.
Slot limit there.
Too.
Yeah, but those are fun to catch.
Oh, my gosh.
Even if you have to let them go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time.
It's a great trip, Rob. You'll really enjoy it. When we come back, we're going to give away another trip that somebody's going to enjoy. That's a half-day trip for two aboard the Daily Double. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090. Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check gamakatsu.com. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half. three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com. No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You are the big winner of the half-day trip for two on the Daily Double at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. That's going to Rob in La Jolla. Rob, congratulations. You're going to love fishing with Fred and the boys in the double.
Indeed. And Harold, what a fun show this has been. Traveling with Harold Davis is always a pleasure. Of course, you'll be at Whaler's Cove, Katmai, and Rancho Leonero. There's so many.
And we got the Tuna Wars event coming up
for
Captain Rollo's. Yeah, we have.
You'll be at Lake El Salto with us.
Lake El Salto.
Yeah. That's gonna be fun. And so many different destinations. But if somebody wants some advice, some repair on their boat, Davis Boats in beautiful Paso Robles, California.
There you go.
Yeah. How do we find you?
You can look us up on the web at davisboats.com or call us at 805-227-1170.
Now, what about you and the Fred Hall Show? Where are we going to find you there?
Well, I hope to be working a little bit in the Rollo booth. Going to work some with CCA.
Okay.
And we have a CCA board meeting there.
Yep.
And
roving around.
And just roving around.
We'll find you.
Yeah.
I'll be there in Long Beach and Del Mar, I know.
And Del Mar.
Are you going to be cooking in Del Mar, too?
Del Mar, yes, we can do the tuna barbecue.
Yeah, for sure. It's always fun. Don't forget your Royal Polaris trip, too, which is sold out.
It's sold out.
Yeah.
But, it's always sold out.
Yeah. Lots of good stuff. So, Harold, always a pleasure. Thank you for everything you do for Let's Talk Hookup now and through the years. And we're looking forward to going to some great destinations with you.
I can't wait.
All right. We're looking forward to having you back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits will be here. We're talking bass and bass fishing tomorrow with Corey, the man himself, right here, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass. And we hope you have a great start to your new year like we just did here. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right here on the Mighty 1090.